Cowboys made some deals this weekend. They sent Anthony Henry to Detroit in exchange for John Kitna, so they have a new backup quarterback, and we have a phone number for John Kitna, so let's give him a call. See if he'll do an interview with us. Cowboys also acquiring linebacker Keith Brooking, so some new faces.
Kitna's had some strong things to say about the Cowboys before.
Negative things about the defense.
This is John.
Yeah, John Kitna.
Yeah.
Hey, it's the Dunham & Miller radio show here in Dallas. Wondering if we could talk to you for a second. Welcome you to
town. Hey, guys. How's it going?
Yeah, good. Congratulations on becoming a Cowboy, and I know you're excited about what is in store for you here in Dallas.
I am. I'm real excited about it, and I know I've said some negative things about the Cowboys in the past, but, you know, that's just talk. That's just talk in the NFL, and I'm fully on board with the Cowboys now, except for Wade. You know, I shouldn't say that. Wade's a good guy. I just don't think much of him as a coach. But anyway, how are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing fine.
Good.
We're I guess, more kind of wondering how you're doing now that you're a Cowboy and you're no longer a Lion. I guess one good thing, you're getting away from a winless team a year ago.
Yeah, you know, we couldn't win a game last year. And, you know, and that's why I look at it and, you know, we couldn't win a game last year. You guys can't win a playoff game, so it's definitely an upgrade in that sense.
This is John Kitna with us, the newest Cowboy, backup quarterback with us on the ticket. Now, a couple of years ago when you lit up the Cowboys, four touchdown passes, you were really critical of their defense, and in particular Brady James. How is everything going to be between you and Brady?
Oh, I think it's going to be fine. You know, we've patched that up. We talked, and Brady's a good player. I can't say the same for Terrence Newman, but
oh my gosh! Well,
but I look forward to wearing that star.
Now, aren't you?
Terrence Newman is a starting corner on this team.
Aren't you creating similar problems here?
I don't know about that. But, Brady and I are fine. We're fine.
Okay, so we understand you're going to be backing up Tony Romo. Is that what you're going to be doing?
That's not the way it was explained to me.
Oh, no.
You know, Tony Romo's a great quarterback, except for the fundamentals and, like, hanging on to the ball and that sort of thing. But you know, I know I could never beat out Tony Romo in a turnover competition, for sure.
John, I don't know that you're coming to town saying all the right things.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, I look forward to wearing the star on the side of my helmet. You guys have a great, you know, storied franchise. You guys have won a lot of Super Bowls. Granted, that was about a quarter century ago or so, give or take. You know, you got an owner that's committed to winning. Don't really have a general manager that is the same, but you know, I have experience that'll fit in well with the Cowboys. I'm used to throwing the troubled wide receivers in Detroit, so you know, I'll be doing the same here. But I really, you know, I can't wait to work out against this Cowboy defense because I think I can really light them up.
Well,
now see, John, you're saying the same stuff that got you into trouble a couple of years ago.
Well, but I've been preparing for this job, since I found out about it, as a matter of fact, I just this morning watched the Philadelphia game that ended last season. For you guys, and that was really interesting.
Yeah.
You know, we may not have won a game in Detroit, but I don't think we ever got our ass kicked like that. That was, based on what I saw there, I'm going to look great in practice against this defense.
That was just one game. That's not necessarily a fair sample of what
it was. It was. It was just one game. So,
just one game.
So that's a positive thing that I'm saying
about
the Cowboys there.
I guess.
I look forward to getting on down there. You guys got a great city there. Y'all killed the president, right?
Well, that was a long time ago. I'm very unfortunate.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay. Sounds like a good city.
Really did that.
I'll see y'all when I get down there.
Okay, John.
All right, y'all take
care. Thanks for the time this morning.
We're really looking forward to having him here.
Allegedly, the Cowboys' new backup quarterback, John Kitna, with us. And, yeah, it doesn't sound like he's on board with the Cowboys so much. All right, it's 8:40.